But I want to take you back to June 5th. June 5th was exactly 19 days ago, right here on the show. We had an interesting discussion about the health of Giancarlo Stanton, how it's been incredible how healthy he was. And I acknowledged, knocking on wood, hey, he's healthy for now, you never know, but how it had been a full year of Stanton being healthy. Because remember, he had his injury early last season. I think it was a hamstring as well, came back from it, and it had been the remainder of last year and the first 2.5 months of this year where Giancarlo Stanton was healthy. So we had a nice discussion about it. And in the middle of said discussion, Sean Morash made an offhanded comment about, well, you know he's going to get hurt. And I said, okay, I think we got to have a long-term bet, as we like to have. So I'm going to play it for you, so you don't have to hear me just tell you what we said. You can hear what we said June 5th, 2024, a long-term bet on when Giancarlo Stanton, if he was going to go on the injured list. Take a listen. All right, here we go. We haven't done this in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Long-term bet starts right now. Long-term bet. Your answer could be a date. Your answer could be there is no date. Giancarlo Stanton has been on the injured list basically every year he's been a New York Yankee outside of the first year he was here. The date that Giancarlo Stanton goes on the injured list. Tiki Barber.
Never.
Never. I enlist Tiki. Never. I like that. I like that positivity. Sean Morash.
It'll be August 8th.
August.
Post deadline.
8.
And Dominguez will rake, and then we'll be sitting there in September going, what do they do now when Stanton's raking?
All right.
No, August, so you're creating a problem then.
It'll be one of those, it's a good problem to have, but we're going to get one of those ahead of the playoffs.
We're going with August 8. Loogie, what date will Giancarlo go on the IL list? Is there a date or is it never?
I'm going to go July 8th, which is the week before the All-Star break. A little extended break for Big G.
July 8th? Okay. should I join Tiki in saying never? You know what? I got the answer. Many people, and I think it's completely unfair, but a lot of people out there believe that I'm a mush and that we're all mushes. Every time we say something, we mush something. Loogie thinks I'm like the biggest mush ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he thinks I mushed the Rangers because I put that Broadway hat on. He thinks I mushed the Mets because I was born.
But you were trying to do mush the Mets.
Well,
and you were trying to mush the Rangers.
I was never trying to mush the Mets.
I mean the Rangers and the Yankees. You're trying to.
I was never trying anything. That is an unfair accusation. But so I will buy into this notion. So I say Giancarlo Stanton goes on the injured list in the next week. That this is...
Week?
Yeah, it's going to happen soon since we're talking about it. Since we just spent 10 minutes talking about how healthy he is. You put him over, his body, and this and that.
I'm going to go... I'm just talking about facts.
I'm going to go with June 25th. I'll give it a couple of weeks. He will go on the injured list in the month of June. So that's my prediction. So wow. Save that audio, Sean.
Can't wait.
Or do you want to teach the intern how to do that?
That's enough.
Wow.
I mean, I nailed it by a day and a half. I said June 25th. It goes on the IL June 23rd. And I don't want to brag about this because I didn't want Stanton to get hurt. None of us did. Tiki was the only one who's like, he's not getting hurt.
Well, it looks great.
It did look great.
And how he got hurt made no sense to me.
Yeah, he still doesn't know where he got hurt.
Well, he was rounding third base.
I know.
We saw it multiple times. And it just, you saw him grimace. It's like, what's with the world?
No, grimace is ours.
You saw him put on a sour face.
Oh, sorry, okay.
A resting man face.
Yes.
That's what he put on.
Resting man face, so, yes.
He wasn't doing anything. It's not like he was going fast.
Sometimes injuries happen like that.
He touched the bag that caused him to pull his hamstring.
No, I got you.
Or strain his hamstring.
Look, you
or
got,
whatever the heck it is.
If we're ranking right and wrong, you were the wrongest because you said never. Sean was the second wrongest because not only did he say August, he also had this fantasy world for him and Dominguez tearing it up.
Well, that's funny to you, huh?
Well, I mean, it's probably not going to happen. It may happen, but it won't happen for a while.
Huh.
Loogie was certainly the closest, July 8th, and somehow, like, I'm clairvoyant or I'm like a, what's that thing when you predict the future?
Soothsayer?
I'm a soothsayer. Mm-hmm. I'm Nostradamus.
Yeah, that was it.
Somehow I was off by a day and a half.
No, you weren't.
I mean, no, I wasn't.
You were the worst, by the way, because Tiki gave one answer, Sean gave one answer, I gave one answer, you gave three answers.
Oh, I gave...
No. You said within the next week, then you gave a date, then you said the month of May.
No,
so as usual,
hold on, look,
I said month of June.
He originally said, maybe I should do it with Tiki, and say never.
So four answers.
Four.
No, so he covered four answers.
Oh, wow, he's right.
So what you need to understand, if you replay it, you'll hear it, is that's my thought process. I was like, oh, because this was not a planned out segment. It was merely a, hey, Sean just said something, we should do a long-term bet. So I'm thinking about it. I'm like, should I go never? should I go, I'm thinking maybe this week. And then my official declaration was June 25th. Huh. So you can't say I gave four different answers.
No, I gave one answer.
I gave June 25th. And I don't want to be right about this. I feel bad, like, taking a victory lap because I don't want the guy to get hurt. But clearly in this long-term bet, I won. So congratulations to me.
The final thing you said was he will get hurt in the month of June. You don't get a month. This is not a birthday month.
I said June 25th.
No, you said, and then after you go, he will get hurt in the month of June.
Yeah.
You don't get a month.
Yeah, you know what? You are wrong. I technically, since the conversation started, me am the most right because I was the one telling you guys he's going to end up on the IL.
You said August 8th.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, hopefully he's back by August 8th. I don't know. Either way, this sucks, and I think the exercise in our game was that this is not a surprise. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is one of those things that you could just sort of feel coming.
Yeah.
And it stinks because Giancarlo Stanton started to become a key figure in this lineup and was pretty important in this lineup. And replacing him right now for the next month, and I think it's going to be longer than a month when you talk about a hamstring issue, it's very difficult to do. It really turned into a major blow. And I think coming into this season, when we had talked about the fact that maybe he's a part-time player, maybe you just use him against lefties. Mm. Like, obviously, the season evolved in a way in which they needed him
yeah.
on a grander scale.